This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Thursday, August 9th. Let's jump in with soy sauce, shall we?
Yeah, we started with sushi and we left you with Mickey, so follow us.
So apparently soy is actually good for you, so go ahead and dunk that sushi.
You know,
enjoy.
You think of it as like putting salt on something, but it's full of all kinds of vitamins and minerals and even proteins. You know that?
Yeah, full of proteins as well. There's another study that says that actually soy is very good for women. Because you're less likely to experience osteoporosis, fragile bones, and poor metabolic health during menopause.
How about that, huh?
Crazy.
So go ahead and do it. They say be kind of careful because there's no standardization for soy sauce. So some could be extra salty. Some could have less salt. But just kind of look around the label first.
Yeah, get the low sodium.
You'll never know the difference.
Yeah.
All right. So we were talking. Kristen's getting excited. We were talking about this yesterday off the air. But she's getting ready for her trip to a Latin American country.
Yeah. She's leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when she'll be back again.
And I take it we found out she's going economy.
Economy, yeah.
It's actually a Central American, but go on.
Okay. Anyways, so we, and of course you fly back and forth between your native Canada quite often.
Yes,
and
I do.
And you were saying, like, you know, dress nicely.
I always do that.
And you can actually maybe get it bumped up to first class.
I never wear my yoga pants on a plane.
No.
No.
Because of popular demand.
I believe a couple states have ordinances against that, too.
I know.
But listen, this is the simplest thing you can do, even if you're sitting in economy, to get first-class treatment. And it makes total sense. You know when you're walking on the jetway to the plane?
Yes.
And you're going in, and there's the flight attendants welcoming you.
Yeah.
And they smile, and then they say good morning or welcome. Smile and say hello back to them.
So I don't see why you wouldn't, other than... You
stress.
Are the most stressed Kids. You're going to be because you're just wanting to get in your seat.
I just slept on the floor of LaGuardia.
Yeah. I have a cigarette stuck in my face. It won't come off. But this is what they say. A lot of flight attendants have actually come clean, and they say when you just by acknowledging them when you go in, it's a dehumanizing service. They say when you go in there and you completely ignore them, and then you know you kind of boss them around when you need something.
Imagine them walking up and down the aisles. You're the friendly face,
right?
Everybody else is grumpy and everything. And if you're that one person, your friendly place, you smile at them. I'm going to give you some extra service. You're going to get the whole can of Coke.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave the soda with you.
That's what I'm saying. And maybe one of these little miniature Finlandias.
Yeah, absolutely. You might even find one of those blankets. And I'm talking to the good blanket still in the plastic.
Oh, yeah.
I will refuse to use a blanket that's not been sealed
that's
in the plastic.
Just folded up top?
Yeah.
Those are terrifying.
No smallpox blanket for me.
Yeah. I want the headphones.
The headphones?
I want the headphones. I've flown, I've brought my iPhone headphones, but if you have a new iPhone, you know that they don't have a headphone jack anymore, and it is the most awful realization.
Yeah. Yeah, so, by the way, that's one of the reasons I take the early flights, is you get the fresh stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
Just pointing that out there.
Good idea.
All right, so we talked about this as well with dentists. I mean, it's been known for quite some time that fluoride fights tooth decay.
Yeah.
There's been study after study saying that it's been going on, but there hasn't been really a correlation to say of adding fluoride into, like, toothpaste is the reason for this, or adding fluoride into water is the reason for this. So there is a growing movement of people getting toothpaste without fluoride in it. In fact, Tom's of Maine's anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste, they have one variety that's fluoride-free. It's the second best-selling toothpaste on Amazon.
That does amaze me. The rest of the Tom's, which I use, it has fluoride in it. And fluoride, it keeps your teeth from being demineralized, it's called. And that's really important because if you lose the enamel in your teeth, rented lips, then you can't get it back.
Yeah, and what this stems from is they actually did some sampling of water not too long ago, and they found that the fluoride level was like 10 times what it should have been.
Mm.
So it kind of freaks people out. You know, the same people that refused to get measles vaccinations and stuff like that, it kind of made them wonder, well, maybe we don't need all this fluoride. We're getting some of it, but maybe we don't need some of all of it. But dentists are basically saying you kind of need it.
Yeah.
Even with the high levels, the benefits of the fluoride outweigh the dangers that you may have. So in any case, you may want to talk to your doctor first before you switch to a non-fluoride toothpaste just to get their opinion.
This is one of those internet things. You know, the fluoride-free movement is like the anti-vaxxers and all this.
Tide pod eating people.
Yeah, well, just try to put a little science in your life. It'll help.
Yeah, a little common sense goes a long way in that one there. This is a great website. You know, 88% of workers have no money when they're on family leave, either that's maternity or paternity leave when they have a new child.
That's crazy.
So you're going three months with no paycheck.
With absolutely no paycheck.
Ouch.
And even that, almost half, 43% of women just never even return back to the workforce because they get what's called the maternal wall. And that's where, you know, I've got to take a child to a doctor's appointment, or I got to go pick them up from daycare because they're sick.
Yeah.
And they're penalized because they have to leave work.
Exactly.
So enter what's called the Mom Project. It's a career platform that connects moms and even stay-at-home dads with flexible work, so you can do some freelance and contract projects and get a little extra cash while you're on that parental leave. And they're pretty good jobs. You can be like a remote-based project manager, proofreader for an ad agency. These are the actual listings on the Mom Project.
Mm-hmm.
Even an IT, doing some IT engineering work is pretty cool. It's free of service. It's free charge. Just put your information in there.
That's
and put what your skills are, and maybe you can get some extra money.
All right.
You know how long mat leave is in Canada?
Well, how long?
10 months full pay.
Wow.
Seriously. How civilized.
10 months full pay. And if you want to take the full year, if you want to take 12 months, you can.
Yeah.
And you get 80% of your pay.
So can I, if I run across the border with a baby, you know, coming out, I still can,
wow.
I can get
baby
get that.
Coming out.
I think
crowning
paternity.
Head to the border.
I know that's maternity, but I think paternity leave, even dads, because I don't know that there is any down here, but it's 6 weeks full pay.
Yeah, there's like our company has maternal or paternal leave. You
get
you get the whole. I think the
is it paid?
I don't know if it's paid. I know it's mandatory. Yeah. It's 12 months.
Well, that's a federal law.
It's a federal law.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if we get paid on that or not. But I'm hoping.
You know, that first year of a child's life is so very important when they're bonding with the parents and the growth and everything. So this just makes more sense. That sounds so civilized, and it's not, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a negative. I can't think of a negative.
It's not a negative. And you know,
and Canadians are happier people, by the way.
Yes, them as
well. Look at what we have to look at, you know, for a prime minister.
Ah,
hubba hubba.
Justin Trudeau, hein? D'accord.
All right, let's go over things that we are apparently, you know, we get ridiculed for not cleaning enough, you know, the car, our teeth, stuff like that. But, you know, sometimes we actually clean stuff too much. One of the things that we may be using too much is like Pledge or those waxes for furniture.
Furniture polish, yeah.
That's why I just don't buy wood furniture.
You don't?
Well, no, I can't afford it.
Ah.
But it's also so hard to keep so hard to keep up.
Yeah, mine, I use air quotes for wood. I think it's pieces of wood that have been glued together.
Particle board.
Yeah, particle wood. That's it. But what they say is that that wax actually creates an oily buildup, and that oily buildup actually attracts dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably only want to use that once or twice a month. In between, just use a regular dusting rag. You should be fine there. Pre-rinsing and pre-soaking dishes. You are the laziest people in the house because you're wasting time and wasting money. They say a lot of times that you know, you're just using all this soap that's being washed away, and you don't really need a lot of dish soap to do dishes.
That's true.
Or this magical machine called the dishwasher will do it for you.
You know, the only thing about pre-rinsing for me is if I haven't run it in a couple of days, it gets stinky in there.
Yeah, there's only two of us, so sometimes we don't run the dishwasher often, and then the food just sits there smelling.
Yeah, and if you don't actually close it all the way, and you know, it gets bad breath.
You ever opened a Tupperware after a week? Open the dishwasher after a week of not running it.
You guys, just hold your breath. Just hold your breath. You're fine.
Imagine the parents this week that are opening up their child's backpacks for the first time since school ended.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's that ham sandwich.
No, that's a day after school stops habit.
Yeah, that is very true. And, you know, a lot of the kids are getting ready to go back into school. Oh, I didn't finish the story here. Real quick, carpets, to make sure you're not doing too much on carpets.
Right.
And then finally, I thought this was interesting. We some of us may be washing our hands too much.
Yeah, yeah. There's some beneficial bacteria that are on your hands, and if you're using antibacterial soaps and those wipes and hand sanitizers, you could be killing beneficial bacteria.
Plus, you know, if you are using the hand sanitizer, it is alcohol-based, and it does dry your hands out.
Yeah, right, right.
So common sense is what they say here. Keep your hand washing to meal prep and consumption. After using a restroom, please. And even around when you're around somebody who's sick or after blowing your nose or sneezing. And then finally, the kids are getting ready to go back into school. I thought this was pretty cool. And Kristen said some of her friends have done this service before. But you can actually have Mickey Mouse or Minnie or Goofy or Daisy or Donald Duck read your kids a bedtime story.
Yeah, to try them to get them to get a decent bedtime hour after the summertime hours, that can be kind of daunting.
You know, when it's bright as can be when you've got to go to sleep. Yeah,
it's hard for me to get to sleep.
Yeah, sure. So the number is 1-877, the number 7, Mickey. Just select what character you'd like to hear from and you hear a pre-recorded message. This is only good through the end of August of 2018.
And it's free and it's a toll-free number.
It's a free service, so give it a shot. Of course, you know, Disney's always, they're doing this as a launch of their latest sleep shop, their latest liner. So probably has something to do with it.
I wonder if you could just record these, too, for later.
Oh.
He said, using electronics.
I heard nothing.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want Big Mouse coming in here and CIA vans.
You're right, Chris.
I'm already terrified of those things to begin with.
Yeah, the mouse plays hardball.
Yeah, for sure. So there's our show for today. You going to talk? We're going to talk. Freeze. For Thursday, August 9th. Of course, on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
Hands out and spread them.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.